Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Next up on the Mutual Audio Network, Fiction from Our Future.
The following audio drama is rated G for general audience.
Dragon's Teeth was a company, a crew, a squad. It was renowned throughout Vili as being not only fearless, but also ruthless. They lived by their own code and ignored the laws of whatever county they might be passing through. They had prospects that hung around them and did dirty work in hopes of becoming a full member. Others were hangers-on that just wanted to be in the company of the powerful group and maybe get noticed and become chosen as a prospect. Wise nobles and sheriffs let them pass through without challenge or suffered their ways should they stay for some time in their district. Unwise authorities tried to enforce local law upon Dragon's Teeth members, and always to their detriment. Dragon's Teeth didn't suffer lackeys of the law trying to make a name for themselves, trying to bring them under their heel, or simply foolish toadies who didn't know better. The current catalog of Dragon's Teeth was about 20 strong, traveling through the southern counties. 12 were full members, the rest prospects. 5 prospects had been sent to scavenge for food at nearby farmsteads. 3 were kept with the main body that had set up in the town square. Ogre wanted to set up in the tavern so he could drink ale non-stop, but Head had declared they needed to be outside. They had lost a member not too long ago. Drunken Riot had been knocked off his rushing horse by a branch in a dark wood, and either the branch or the subsequent fall had broken his neck. It was a lovely death that was an embarrassment for Dragon's Teeth, and none of the members were in a hurry to acknowledge the event by filling the vacancy Riot's death had created. But this was as good a time as any, and they had the time and now the space for it. 3 prospects were chosen to audition and to possibly become the 13th member of Dragon's Teeth. Hothead was probably the best swordsman in the company, according to Hothead. He was the first prospect up. It might be said Head wanted to get him out of the way. Bulwark was appointed to audition him. That might confirm Hothead never stood a chance.
Prospect reporting as ordered, sirs.
Hothead stood before the full membership who were lounging upon the steps that led up to the town square platform.
So you want to be in Dragon's Teeth, eh?
Bulwark said lazily while still sitting down.
More than anything,
Hothead said. He stood at attention, too rigidly, more from being out of practice than over-enthusiasm.
Some say you're quite skilled with your sword,
Bulwark drawled.
I might be.
Hothead's attempt at humility wasn't fooling any of the members.
Who do you spar with these days?
Bulwark asked, looking at his nails.
Shame and same,
Hothead said, stiffening his neck even more, staring straight ahead. Bulwark turned to Fingers with a quizzical look.
Newbies we picked out of hangers-on from North Counties,
Fingers replied. Bulwark nodded his head in recognition.
Ah! So you spar with partners against whom you are superior?
Bulwark asked. Head smirked.
You like to win?
Hothead's head snapped to look at Bulwark.
I was giving them an opportunity to help them improve.
Very magnanimous of you.
Bulwark stood up with a grunt.
Because you have no more to learn at the sword.
I have defeated all other prospects with my skill,
Hothead said. Head pursed his lips and his eyebrows curled up.
My, my.
Bulwark crossed his arms.
You crave a challenge, then. I shall give you one. Prospect Mongoose, fetch the wood.
Hothead's face broke into disdain as the prospect returned with two lengths of wood carved into sword shapes.
Practice swords? These are for beginners!
Head made a pained look and then broke into a wide grin. He glanced aside to Fingers, who slowly shook his head.
Yes, yes they are,
Bulwark said, tossing one to Hothead.
Your guard!
Hothead caught the practice sword and waved it a couple times in front of himself, and then stepped forward across from Bulwark.
Fight!
Hothead broke into a flurry of strikes, which Bulwark vigorously blocked.
Hold!
He shouted, and Hothead broke off his attack and resumed a ready crouch.
You like the attack?
There is no other way to fight,
Hothead said, wiping sweat from his brow.
Indeed.
Head and Fingers exchanged knowing looks.
We shall see. Prospect Crossguard, come!
One of the remaining prospects to audition hustled out to the open courtyard area where the two combatants faced each other.
Sir?
You are wounded, Prospect.
What? Ow!
In the leg, you are grievously wounded. Now lie down there beside Prospect Hothead. You have a wounded comrade on the ground. Keep him in mind while we fight. His safety is your responsibility.
Yes, sir.
Ready? Fight!
The two exchanged strokes and blocks for a furious moment. Bulwark gave ground and Hothead pressed his attack, redoubling the fury of his thrusts and swipes.
You're distancing yourself from your charge!
If I defeat you outright, my companion is safe!
Bulwark backed up to the short stairs the Dragon Teeth members were lounging upon, and some had to quickly move away as Bulwark backed up the stairs under Hothead's relentless attacks. Bulwark now stood upon the town square platform as Hothead stood upon the stair beneath.
Hold! Tell me now, Prospect. Is it better tactically to be above or below your opponent?
Above is more advantageous.
And yet, here I am. Is it best to have the ground beneath you to be flat or uneven?
Flat is preferable to uneven.
Here I stand upon flat ground, and you stand upon the uneven stairs. Tell me now, I have only been blocking and parrying all your strokes of attack, and I have attained the superior grounding and position. How did this happen?
Hothead blinked and looked about himself.
Now, if I pressed my attack from here, fight!
Hothead barely brought up his guard when Bulwark set upon him with a forceful flurry of attacks. Hothead tried to retreat quickly, but stumbled upon the stairs and landed on his back on the ground. Bulwark walked down and stood over the prone Hothead, stepping upon his sword.
You are defeated. And look to your charge there.
Bulwark pointed his sword. Hothead twisted around on his back and saw Fingers holding Crossguard by the hair of his head, his blade under the prospect's neck.
You have failed to protect your helpless charge as well. We bury two Dragon's Teeth members tonight.
I overcommitted myself.
It's too late to realize that now. You're both dead. Perhaps then there are other ways of fighting than merely attacking.
I wanted to impress you with my sword skill.
Slash and thrust are only part of the skill, Prospect.
Bulwark looked over at Head and made a grim face. Head nodded.
Maybe I should spend time sparring with you, if you are willing.
Now that's the brightest thing you've said all day, Prospect.
Bulwark said and offered a hand up. Head didn't offer a vote to the members for inclusion. This one would need more training, and that had been sorely demonstrated this day. And now he might take up a practice sword a bit more humbly.
You've been listening to Dragon's Teeth Prospects, a Dungeons & Damsels short story side quest written and performed by David Ian. Sound engineering by Dino D'Elfwell. Sound design by David Ian. Theme by Ron Perovich. Music by Mark Rose. Dungeons & Damsels is a sword and sorcery medieval fantasy series produced by Unchained Productions.